This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
I know the details were wrong on the website, but it's perfectly good crop sprayer, so maybe... I mean, you might even prefer this one. What do you think?
Josh?
Hello? You still there? Hello? Oh, that's all I need.
What's going on?
Nothing. What do you want?
I brought you up a coffee. Oh, Josh, look at all those dirty mugs. Bring them down next time, okay?
Can you make Ben turn his music down? He's doing my head in. Plus, it sounds really unprofessional.
Hang on. Was that a customer on the phone? I hope there isn't a problem.
No, of course not. It's a stupid mix-up.
Good, because we've got enough on our plate.
Oh, don't take it out on me. Dad's already bitten my head off for not loading the dishwasher, and it wasn't even my turn.
Well, he's still on edge after that business with Tom.
Mum, you've got to tell him. I can't do anything with that thumping away.
He's finally doing homework, Josh, so he's allowed a bit of music. Yours can be pretty loud too, you know. Anyway, I'm taking him into Borchester later to buy a new game, so it'll be off then.
I'm supposed to wait till then, am I?
Well, you could help Pip take the lemon pens down.
Oh, I give up.
I said I'd help, but I haven't got time if I'm taking Ben out.
Sorry, but I won't be here.
Well, what do you mean? Josh, where are you going?
Somewhere quiet.
Oh, thanks for the coffee, Mum.
Hey, I thought you'd have finished by now.
Sorry. Can you grab that one? Stack it with the others.
Okay. Surely you've done enough for today, Pip.
Maybe.
Well, it's quicker taking the pens down than putting them up.
Uh-huh.
But you've done loads, so come on, I'll make you a cuppa.
Yeah. Well, I've had enough for now.
You look terrible.
Thanks, Davy.
Hey, come here.
I'm all mucky.
I don't care. You've got to get some sleep, you know.
I'm fine.
You were tossing and turning all night again. What about a nap? Or maybe sleeping tablets?
What? No. No, I've just got a lot on my mind.
Yeah, but it's getting you down.
Hi, guys.
Oh, hey, Josh. How are things in the house?
I've been walking on eggshells all weekend. Ben's hardly come out of his room, and even Gran's steering clear.
Yeah, she went to that aquafit class again.
Sounds like Dad and Tom might have come to blows if Brian hadn't been there, you know?
Yeah.
And Dad's out checking the herd again.
Again?
Mm.
That's the third or fourth time today.
Anyway, would it be okay to use Rickyard for an hour? I need somewhere quiet to make a few calls.
Sorry, mate. We're on our way back now. But come over later for some gin tasting, okay? I need the youth angle on my top secret new ingredient.
I hate marshmallow.
Oh, not so secret.
Who is it that you need to call, Josh?
I've got a bit of an unhappy customer, thanks to your brother, Toby.
Hey, don't involve me. Rex is his own man. If you want somewhere quiet, the ball's usually empty around this time.
Oh, that's true. All right, I'll try there. You coming later?
Hey, why not? A couple of drinks might cheer us both up.
I don't know.
Of course it would. And I could talk to Kenton again. See if I can interest him in the next batch of Fairbrother gin when it's ready.
You mean the final batch?
We're not mentioning that.
No, we're not. Because I'm still hoping for a financial miracle.
Aren't we all?
Oh, how much longer?
Afternoon, Ruth.
Kenton.
I didn't know you were into hardcore gaming.
Ben's in there.
Yeah, I know, just saw him.
I can't stand these shops. I've no idea what anyone's talking about.
Well, I bought this to play with Jamie when he next comes round.
Looks a bit violent. I hope Ben's not buying anything like that.
Well, the boys will be boys, I'm afraid. Dave okay, is he? I gather it nearly descended into fisticuffs on Friday.
Who told you that?
Well, Josh just said
Well, he
that...
had no right to. It was a simple discussion, that's all.
Okay, yeah, right. You'd think the Black Death had descended on Ambridge the way everyone's talking. Yeah, but don't worry, you know, people just want something to gossip about.
Right.
Oh, talking of which, I never had Usha down as Che Guevara.
What do you mean? Oh, the cricket.
Yeah, boycotting Nets, eh? Well, she's leading a revolution. Is she any good, do you reckon? Listening to Jolene, you'd think she'd play for England.
I honestly wouldn't know, Ken. Anyway, I'd better go and see if Ben's okay.
Oh, yeah, I've got to rush too. I'm taking over from Jolene. Oh, well, looks like Ben's found a few games that he likes.
What? Oh, for heaven's sake, I'm not buying all those. Ben, we said one!
Wow, it's busy.
Must be another coach party. Lager, Or how about a large glass of red?
Lager's fine.
Hey, Ed, how's tricks?
Fine, mate, yeah. Bet you're glad you're not working today.
Yeah, too right.
Here, have a tenner.
Thanks. Is Kenton about? I need a word.
Oh, sorry, I haven't seen him. Right, I'm Edge trimming over at Edgeley, so I best head off.
Josh was supposed to be here.
He left. Too noisy or something.
Ah, there's Kenton. Hey, over here.
Pip, can I have a word?
Sure. What's that?
There's space over there.
Okay.
Kenton, you got a minute?
It's a bit late back. Jolene, you go and put your feet up, love.
Ooh, if looks could kill.
Oh, why can't they warn us when there's a group coming?
Pint and a half while you're here.
You're jumping the queue.
Staff privileges.
Yeah, okay, go on then. I think I'll stay this end till she's gone. Yeah.
While you're here, did I mention there'll be 20 bottles ready on Thursday? Limited edition.
What's this? Gin Mark 10?
Haha, yeah, I've got a great feeling about this batch. It's going to be a crowd pleaser.
Well, it needs to be distinctive, you know that. And remember our trip last week?
And this will be. That's why I'm giving you and Jolene first refusal.
Listen, I'll give you first refusal on an extra shift this afternoon.
No, I'm here with Pip. We want to spend some time together, you know.
Oh, I never had you down as a romantic.
So when Adam mentioned they had IBR at Home Farm, it got me thinking.
Okay.
It's just... Well, people are saying that your cows are connected to the outbreak at Bridge Farm. And I know they were on Home Farm land, so...
No, I see what you mean, but it's really not relevant.
No?
Not at all. No, Alistair says the virus can survive in mucus and blood, so it could have been spread by wild animals, visitors, whatever. Look, we're better off focusing on actually dealing with it and making sure all the local herds are vaccinated, tightening everyone's biosecurity and...
Right.
Seriously, Ed, it was one of those things. We'll never know for sure how it was spread.
Okay, if you say so.
Here we go. Half a lager and somewhere I've got your change.
Right, I'm going to head off then. I'll see you both.
Yeah, cheers, mate. Pip? Pip, you okay? You've gone really pale.
He knows, Toby. He knows what happened with the cows.
Ed? Well, he should do. He moved some of them out of the lane.
I'd forgotten about him. How did I forget? Oh, I must be going mad.
What did he say?
Nothing. I don't know.
Well, there you go. If he's not making a big thing about it, then he doesn't think it's important.
How could I have forgotten? What is wrong with me?
Calm down. Look, come on.
I don't want to calm down. How can I? I need to think. Look, can we go?
Hey, what about the drinks?
I don't care. I don't want to be here.
I apologise again, Mr. Simmons, and if you honestly don't want it, then obviously... Yes, of course. Yes, I understand. All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
Josh, do you want a lift somewhere?
Sorry? Oh, right. No, I'm not waiting for a bus. I just needed a quiet place to make some business calls.
Yeah? Wow. It can't be easy running your empire from a bus shelter.
Too right. Anyway, it's all Rex's fault. We sold a crop spray, but he didn't specify the model, so basically the wrong technical spec went in.
Right.
The guy wasn't happy travelling all the way over to see it, then it wasn't what he wanted. And the guy selling it just thinks we're incompetent.
Well, you can't please everyone.
We could have Rex got the facts right. It's not rocket science.
No, that's true.
Oh, I've had enough for today. I'm heading home.
Oh, lucky you. I've got a couple of hours hard graft to do yet.
Trouble is, I need better staff.
Oh, you need better premises.
Lights are dim, music's pounding, two gorgeous women hanging off each arm. You've just done a mega business deal, £1 million contract. £2 million. And your helicopter's parked on the roof.
Okay.
You step up to the bar and you have a sip of this. Smell it first, Josh.
Not bad. You do realise your brother's completely wrecked my day.
I don't want to know. Come on. Focus.
I'm not a big spirits drinker, Toby.
You will be when you're a zillionaire playboy. Now have a sip. Savour it. Yep, that's it. And?
Actually, it's all right.
Light, tangy, smooth, sharp.
Very nice.
Have another sip. Slowly, Josh. Enjoy the flavour.
Can I finish it?
Yeah, but... Can we get more specific than very nice? How about, say, distinctive?
Extremely tasty. Hi, Pip. You haven't been working again, have you?
Why should I?
There was no stopping her. You okay?
Fine.
I bumped into Bert earlier. He reckons the new herd must be more susceptible to IBR because the black and whites never had a problem.
But that's absolute rubbish.
Well, don't worry about Bert.
No, he hasn't got a clue about the crossbreed, you silly old fool. Well, I hope he's not saying that around the village.
Bert wouldn't badmouth Brookfield.
Of course he wouldn't.
No, okay, but if people don't know what they're talking about, they shouldn't comment, should they?
Right, well, I hope Gran's baked a cake. I need something to soak up that gin.
You liked it, though?
Mm, it was pretty okay.
Huh. Tell Kenton, yeah?
Bye, Josh.
See ya.
Sorry, did I frighten him off?
Yeah, he wasn't much use anyway. He's got a very limited vocabulary, your brother. Mm. Do you want one?
Sure. Oh, just let me wash my hands. Adam phoned earlier. Yeah. He wanted to know when my cattle are arriving.
Yeah, so what did you say?
Not much. The thing is, I'm just not sure I want to manage the mob grazing either.
What? Why not?
I don't know. It just doesn't feel right making money out of Home Farm when it's my fault they've got IBR.
But you earned a good amount last time.
Yeah.
It's a lot to lose, Pip. I wouldn't be too hasty.
Maybe. We'll see. Is this mine?
Yeah, go for it.
It's very distinctive.
Ah, the magic word.
Oh, seriously, it's good.
Yeah, you reckon?
I reckon.
Do you know, I think this might be the best thing I've done. Apart from hooking up with you, obviously. Ironic, though. I finally create something pretty damn great, and it still hits the dust.
I realise I'm a grumpy cow at the moment, but I'm proud of you, Toby Fairbrother.
Thanks. Come here, grumpy cow. No one's been proud of me before. I think I like it.
You've worked so hard. It's not fair.
Ah, well. Easy come, easy go. That's me.
I hope not. I really need you at the moment.
I'm not going anywhere. I promise.
Why is everything so rubbish at the moment?
You're still worrying about Ed?
I can't stop thinking about it.
Well, you've got to try.
He knows what happened, Toby. He knows everything. What if he tells people? What the hell am I going to do?
Then Joe goes to drink his orange juice, but nothing happens because it's orange jelly. Honestly, George can be a right pain.
I don't laugh at April Fools much nowadays, but that's rather good.
But poor Joe could have had a heart attack.
Oh, where's Lillian got to? I'll be late for my appointment.
Chiropodist, isn't it? Well, that clinic's ever so busy. Yeah,
it certainly is. If I miss this, goodness knows when I'll get another appointment.
Oh, no!
Goodness.
Oh, Peggy, I'm so sorry.
Oh, don't worry, dear. That's one of Christine's.
I don't know what happened. Oh, the puppy's head's all smashed.
She had it for Christmas, but neither of us like it. I certainly don't.
I'll replace it. Will you tell her, please? I'm really sorry. You'll have to take it out of my wages.
I won't be taking anything out of your wages, dear. Oh, leave that and come and sit down. This isn't like you, Emma. Why are you so upset over a silly china dog?
I'm not. Well, I am. It's everything. Peggy, I'm scared I'm going to end up... Oh, I don't know.
What, dear?
I love Clary. You know I do, but I don't want to turn into her, always scraping by. On Mother's Day, we cooked breakfast for the B&B guests, vacuumed everywhere, scrubbed the bathrooms, washed the bedsheets, and what for? A few measly quid. And now it's the kids' birthdays, and I'm putting off getting them presents.
Because you can't afford to get them what they want. I do know what it's like, believe me.
And don't get me wrong, they don't complain, but... Well, why should they be disappointed all the time? I hate it.
Well, you are your own best asset, dear.
I'm not sure that's true.
Nonsense. You're not afraid of hard work.
No, of course not.
And you're determined not to let your children down.
Kira and George come first. They have to.
Well, perhaps you should stop relying on other people. You're a very capable young woman. Everyone else can see that, dear. It's time you did, too.
Yeah. Thanks, Peggy.
Oh, at last, Lillian.
I'll let her in.
Thank you, dear. Now, where's my coat? Hope we can make it in time now.
Oh,
Really doesn't do to be late when they're so busy. Oh.
Good morning, Peggy.
Where's Lillian?
Stuck in Borchester, I'm afraid. Flat tyre.
Oh, dear. She phoned the rescue people?
Well, they're on their way, but it'll be too late, so I offered my services.
I'll phone Jennifer.
Yep, she's in Felpersham, I'm told, and Pat and Tony are flat out.
So you've saved the day. That's nice, isn't it, Peggy? I'll get your coat.
Thank you. Doesn't look like I have a choice.
And not being able to sell the breeding stock, I think that's upset Dad the most.
I know. Do you want the last drop, or shall I ask Fallon for another pot?
No, you have it. I'm glad we've had a chance to talk, away from Mum and Dad.
You can see it's too much for them.
Yeah.
Oh, Jack's trying to turn the pages.
Hi, Kirsty. Come and join us.
Oh, yeah.
You calm down now, Tom. Your mum told me what happened on Friday.
Did she? Oh. Probably not my finest hour, but it wasn't David's either. Anyway, I'd better check how Johnny's getting on with the carrots.
Oh, okay then.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye, Tom. Gosh, it's all getting a bit heated.
Disaster, don't get me started. Anyway, how are things with you?
I'm okay. But I've been thinking about the date.
Tomorrow. Yeah, I know.
I can't believe it's a year.
Feels like a lifetime.
Good. Because you're here where you belong with your gorgeous boys. Yep, that's you, Jack. And Rob gone forever.
You know, I haven't had a moment to think about it because of this blessed IBR.
Tense times. You don't care, though, mister, do you? Oh, do you want a cuddle? Is that okay, Helen?
Yeah, of course. Can you manage? Oh, I need to move that strap.
Boy. Oh, nice and comfortable now. Is this your book? Choose a page, then. Don't look at me like that, Helen.
I'm
fine, okay?
Yeah, I know you are.
I love spending time with Jack. Obviously, it reminds me about... That's not your fault, is it, mister? My dad said I should concentrate on my career. But, I mean, what career?
Kirsty, you're doing brilliantly.
Am I?
You've just negotiated that amazing new beauty supplier for Grey Gables. I bet Kathy's over the moon.
Yeah. Whoop-de-doo.
I suppose I'm just trying to say how much I respect her.
So you said, Justin.
Lillian's very special to me.
Right.
I care for her very much, and I want the best for her.
Unlike your wife.
Sorry?
Miranda, isn't it? I expect you wanted the best for her at one time.
Well, I did love her, of course.
But not anymore. So you can discard your marriage now that it's an inconvenience and take up with another woman.
Lillian isn't just another woman. I hope you don't blame her for any of this.
Oh, I'm well aware of Lillian's faults, don't you worry. But at least she is single.
When something is wrong, you have to deal with it.
By discarding it.
I had hoped you'd understand our predicament.
Is that what you call it?
Lillian's told me about your first husband, her father. I beg your pardon.
How dare you talk about my personal life? Oh, this is the clinic on the left, so please pull over. I'll be getting a taxi home.
There we are. Fresh pot of tea and breadsticks for the little man.
Oh, Jack, can I have one?
You'll be lucky.
Oh, and I'll fetch Henry straight from school on Thursday, shall I, Helen?
Oh, thanks.
Oh, is Kira having a party?
Oh, it's just a couple of friends for tea.
Have you got her anything exciting?
Oh, there's some fantastic things at that new toy shop in Borchester.
Maybe they'll have some offers.
Emma, darling, it's a tea emergency before I collapse in exhaustion.
Oh, Lillian, what's happened? Here, sit down. A fresh pot.
Oh, I'll get you another cup.
Oh, I've been stuck in Borchester with a flat tyre.
Oh, poor you.
Yes, it's all fixed now, but I'm somewhat frazzled.
Oh, hang on, look, while Emma's not looking, let me just show you what I got for Kira.
That's huge. What is it?
A deluxe art set for painting and collage.
Wow.
Why hasn't Justin texted back?
Where is he?
He's taking my mother to the chiropodist instead of me.
Really?
Let's hope Mum appreciates it.
Ah, the receptionist said you were in here.
I did ask you not to stay, Justin. They've ordered a taxi for me.
The waiting room looks packed.
Exactly why I'm here.
Well, I'm glad they're looking after you. Do you mind if I sit down?
You already have.
Oh, I I wanted to apologise for being so presumptuous.
I see.
I certainly didn't mean to cause offence.
Well, you did.
It's just... I've been doing some thinking recently about lots of things, but for some reason my mind keeps coming back to my parents. We lived in Rhodesia, you know.
Really?
That was where we were brought up, my sister and I.
Are your parents still alive?
Sadly not. My mother was an incredibly elegant and dignified lady, but she had quite a difficult life.
I'm sorry to hear that.
My father was in mining, copper, in fact, commanded a very good salary, except, I'm afraid, money poured through his fingers.
Oh, dear.
He racked up some impossible debts. Every time one was paid off, another came due. I remember wishing and wishing my mother would leave him and take us with her.
But she didn't.
Wouldn't consider it, even though he constantly brought her down.
I doubt it was that simple.
Actually, it was simple. She loved him, and he loved her. And recently I found myself feeling envious of their bond. Does that sound silly?
No. I stuck by my first husband, Lillian's father, long after I should have, as you clearly know. Because, well, there was always a chance he would change.
And did he?
No.
No. Nor did Dad. When I heard he'd died, I thought Mum would finally be free. But she kept on grieving for him. So she was never free.
It must have been a very strong marriage.
I realised I have everything I could wish for in life, except for the right person to share it with. Without that, I have nothing.
And then you met Lillian.
Yes.
So you discarded your wife.
But when the love has gone, I mean, what's the point?
Justin, if you're going to lose interest in Lillian too, then please look elsewhere. Leave my daughter alone.
You had a second chance, didn't you? Lillian tells me you went on to have a long and happy second marriage.
It wasn't luck, Justin. It was love. I chose to love him, and I chose to keep loving him. I never stopped, even when things became hard.
I never thought of love as a choice.
Most things are, if we're honest.
Perhaps.
Once you've chosen, there should be no turning back.
You won't believe me, but this feels different. With Lillian, it feels more like, well, what my parents had. I think I finally understand them.
That's something, I suppose. Actually, Lillian was supposed to take me to his grave today, my Jack. I shall have to go another time. Oh, is that my taxi?
Peggy, forgive me for speaking out of turn earlier. But please do let me take you back. Please. I'll feel dreadful otherwise.
No problem. Thanks.
Three down, two to go.
Ah! I thought that was you, Gran. Yeah, let me help you.
Hello, Tom. You're doing deliveries, are you?
Just some extras. Afternoon, Justin.
Tom.
We're hoping the graveyard path isn't too slippery.
Ah, you're visiting Jack. No, the path looks fine.
And is your father OK?
Just about.
I've been so worried about you all.
If David and Ruth faced up to their responsibilities, I honestly think things would calm down.
What do you think about this IBR, Justin?
Not my area of expertise, I'm afraid.
Right, well, I'd better get back. Are you all right getting to the grave, Gran?
I'll look after her, Tom.
Bye-bye.
Bye, then.
Are we heading towards the bench?
That's right.
Well, take my arm. It looks a little uneven.
Oh, thank you. Justin, I want you to know that Lillian is much more fragile than she pretends. She's been hurt very deeply in the past, and she won't let that happen again. So you must make your decision and stay with it. Or don't choose her at all.
I can assure you, Peggy, I've made my choice. Now it's up to her.
I've seen drones before, obviously, but that is impressive. Mm-hmm.
He's showing off to Dad now. You'd never have to do that.
Remind me, what camera does it have?
Multispectral. Ah. Dad's gone for the higher spec version.
I see, indeed.
So that'll help identify stress caused by, say, water shortage.
Right. By the way, did you see Mum on your way? I left my flask on the kitchen table.
I sneaked past the house, I'm afraid. I haven't got 2 hours to listen to Lillian wittering on about Justin again.
Love's young dream?
Oh, exactly.
Maybe we should get Justin up here sometime. He'd be impressed by all this tech.
That's a great idea. He knows how important it is to stay ahead of the game, especially in terms of data.
I'm sure he does.
Anyway, if you've got no more questions, I'd better head off.
Well, I have got one.
Oh, fire away.
How on earth did you get Brian to shell out on all that kit? He can barely dust off his wallet for anything I suggest.
Well, it's primarily for the new land, isn't it?
Yeah, but I made loads of suggestions for that too.
All I did was present the options. Yeah, but good for him. This is how we invest in the future.
We? You certainly didn't consult me.
Oh, come on, Adam. If we can make the most of the tech, then we can make the most of the land, too.
I have to give it to you. You've got a great sales line.
Thanks, but I genuinely believe it. So, you see how easy it is to manoeuvre? It flies itself, mostly. You'll love it. Have you booked your training session yet? Dad wants to do it ASAP.
Well, I'll have to work out when I'm free. The main thing at the moment is that it doesn't disturb the cattle. They don't need additional stress, not with what's going on.
Yeah, very true. Have you finished vaccinating now?
Yeah, but one or two more were looking off colour this morning.
Really? Oh, that's not good. Oh, here's Pip.
Yeah, I told her I'd be here.
Hi!
Hey, Pip, how's it going?
Okay, thanks. Your mum gave me this, Adam.
Oh, my flask, brilliant. You're a lifesaver.
Is the drone one of yours, Alice?
Price Bauman, yes. You'd be amazed at how versatile it is.
Don't get us started, Pip, please.
Well, if it can milk cows, I'm taking it home.
Maybe I could train it to bring my flask.
Oh, you're so funny. Sorry, I'm going to be late. I'll catch up with you soon, Pip, okay?
Sure.
Yeah, I'll give you a call. Bye.
See you. Right. Let me just pour myself a coffee. I'm gasping. Do you want some?
Not for me, thanks.
Then we can talk about the herbal lays.
There we go, Missy. That's better. All tidy and clean, eh?
Shooter Archer? Is that new Lady Vet here?
Anisha? No, she's in Glasgow, I'm afraid. Her mother's had a fall.
Oh.
Good girl. You're missing her too, aren't you? She's Anisha's pride and joy.
Oh, it's a fine-looking beast.
Did you want to leave a message, Joe?
No, Mrs. I just wanted to ask her some specialist questions, her being the equine expert.
Both vets are very experienced with horses.
Hi, Sheila. Hey, Joe.
David, hi. Oh, Joe, I phoned Caroline yesterday to wish her happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, she sends her best, so can you pass that on to Clary, please?
Yeah, well, maybe if I remember. When do you see the lady vet's back?
I didn't, because we don't know.
Is Alistair here?
Yeah, well, I'll come back another time, then.
I'd ring first. Save yourself a trip.
I see Joe's his usual cheery self.
Oh, isn't he? No, I'm afraid Alistair's out on a call, but he shouldn't be long.
Oh, right. No, I was just passing. He was going to chat with a colleague about how the IBR could have spread.
Well, you did speak to a couple of people, and unfortunately everyone said the same thing. Close contact is the most likely, but you can't rule out the other possibilities.
Nothing new, then.
Sorry. How are you feeling now?
You heard about Tom, then?
Mum was quite upset.
I know she was. From the way Tom was talking, you'd think we deliberately infected their precious Anguses.
Oh, Tom knows he went over the top, surely.
I'll tell you the worst. He said I wasn't half the farmer Dad was.
No, what rubbish! Tony and Pat must be furious with him.
I'd say that's where he got it from.
Well, it's not true, David, and they know it.
Maybe. But Dad was so scrupulous.
You and Ruth have always been just as careful.
Sheila, we brought in the untested batch. Who knows what he'd have said about all this?
You had a lot going on last year.
That's no excuse. Although it doesn't explain how the other farms got infected.
No, it doesn't. And Dad had to deal with lots of things over the years. Foot and mouth, TB, Not to mention the diamond skin disease in the pigs. Do you remember that? And the grain beetles in the wheat.
Yeah, yes, I do.
It's life. It's farming. It happens. I'll tell you what Dad would have said. He'd have said, buck up and get on with it.
He probably would.
So stop worrying.
Yeah, I'll try. Thanks, sis.
Oh, Alistair's finally got through to Anisha to tell her about the stud farm contract.
Oh, they got it then?
Yes. Mrs. Blake Down phoned Alistair this morning, but he's only just got hold of Anisha. She's delighted.
Oh, that's excellent, Shula. I bet Alistair's relieved. He didn't sound that confident last week.
He wasn't, believe me. But it's such great news. They've got three warm blood stallions, plus mares and young stock. Mm. Exactly the financial foundation the practice needs.
Oh, good for him. He must be over the moon.
You'd think so. Actually, what he said was, so long as the client doesn't run up huge bills which aren't paid, but still expects you to be there at the drop of a hat, honestly.
I think that's called looking a gift horse in the mouth.
Wasn't Toby into drones? He did all that aerial filming.
Yeah, that's right.
You'll have to bring him up. He'll love these things. Okay, that's enough fun. Let's head over to the herbal lays.
Although...
There doesn't seem to be as much clover in it as last year. See what you think.
Okay. Look, Dad asked to find out when you'd be free to walk the crops with the agronomist.
Oh, who knows? Yeah. You've lost a beast this morning. They're going to do a post-mortem. There's a bit of doubt, apparently.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm not blaming you, Pip, but you can see how upsetting it is. Quite apart from the expense. Biosecurity can never be skimped on.
No.
Sorry, I know how strict you are. Obviously, it was nothing to do with you. You're a good farmer. David and Ruth should listen to you more. So, when are your cattle arriving?
I'm not actually sure what's happening yet.
Well, now calving's finished, we need you back in the driver's seat. Because I've got other priorities coming up.
No, the thing is, with what's happening at Brookfield, the problems...
Well, the IBR?
Yes, the IBR. I've decided not to get any cattle this time.
Oh, really? Mm. You made a profit with the last lot, didn't you?
Well, yes, but I think I probably need to focus on Brookfield for now.
Well, your loyalty's commendable, Pip, but I think it's misguided. What difference does it make to David and Ruth if you have your own stock? You'd think they'd be pleased.
They are. They were.
Well, it's up to you, of course. I just wish they were more supportive of you.
No, Adam, they are supportive. This is my decision.
Right. Fair enough. Well, we still need to discuss the back fencing. I'll show you what I mean.
Actually, what I'm saying is I'm not sure I want to manage the mob grazing either.
Sorry?
I don't think it's a good idea anymore.
What? Pip, that's ridiculous. You were really interested in this project. You can't give that up because someone else has messed up.
No, I've actually made my decision. I'm sorry.
No, come on. Who else can I get to do the job? I thought you were committed.
No, I'm sorry. I should have said something earlier.
You're serious? Well, what am I supposed to do now?
No, I'd better go. I've got to get back.
Pip, please. You have to reconsider.
I'm sorry, Adam.
Oh, sorry, Alice, I wasn't looking.
No problem. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. Oh, can you pass on a message to Chris? I was talking to him last week about the stud farm in Brampton.
Right.
Well, Alistair's just heard that he and Anisha have got the veterinary contract.
Oh, is that the sports stud?
Mm, that's right.
Oh, well done, Alistair. That's brilliant. Oh, hey, Pip. We meet again.
Hey, Alice. Hey, Auntie Shula.
Hello, Pip.
How was your meeting? Oh, my boss delayed it. I'm on my way to the office now. Just needed some gum.
Chris said your company's moving.
To Barrow Farm, yeah. Can't wait. I should get at least another hour in bed.
I could do with that.
Yeah, you do look tired, Pip.
Oh, she's right, you do. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
You've got such a lot on your plate. At any time you want to talk, just give me a call, okay?
Thanks, but I'm all right.
How's Josh and Ben? I bet they're feeling it too.
They must be, poor lads.
Rory said that Ben's been messaging him, saying how awful the atmosphere is at Brookfield.
We're keeping a low profile, but I'm afraid Dad's got other ideas.
Has he?
Mum just rang. He's going for a lunchtime pint at the Bull to show he's got nothing to be ashamed of.
Oh, that's a great idea.
It's exactly what he should do. Show the world he's in control. Fend off gossip. In fact, I'll join him. Show my support. How about you two? Shall we make it a united front?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm due at the office.
Pip?
No, you go, Auntie Shula. You'll be a lot more help than me.
No, you don't know nothing about horses. Don't understand, Lloyd.
He's a very competent vet, Jack.
I don't know. She's the expert. I reckon she'd know a way to get Bartleby eating better.
Afternoon, both.
David.
Who wants a pint? Adam?
No, I'm fine.
Did Pip ask you when you're free to walk the crops? The agronomist can make next Wednesday or Thursday.
I don't know yet.
All right, well, call me, will you, when you know. Pint of Shires for you, Joe?
No.
Sorry, are you feeling okay? I've never known you to refuse a pint.
Ain't me that's a problem, David Archer.
Sorry?
Well, you're all up to your old tricks, aren't you, you archers? Spreading disease round village livestock.
What?
Come on, Joe.
Same with the foot and mouth in 56.
Hello, everyone.
The ministry never proved where the disease come from, but Dan Archer, he fed his pigs on pigsmill. So we all knew it were down to Brookfield. But, of course, being archers, nobody could pin nothing on them.
Joe, that's ancient history.
Give me a break.
And Grange Farms had its own problems.
We Grundys have worked our guts out over the years. Look at here, Edward, working all hours now. Nobody gives us a break, do they?
Alistair's given you plenty of reductions on his fees. Come on, let's change the subject. How are things with you, Adam?
Well, since you ask, we've lost another beast, probably to IBR.
Oh.
Very sorry to hear that.
Oh, sorry, are you?
And I do think it's a crying shame about Pip.
What about her?
Well, she's had to let me down over the herbal lays.
Really?
Oh, too much on at Brookfield to manage the mob grazing, apparently.
When did she say that?
Today. It's really not on, David. This is incredibly short notice.
I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, well, she says she won't change her mind.
Yeah, then there was the TB.
Joe, the TB has absolutely nothing to do with this.
That's your story. There's a lot of things that started on
Archer. Okay, I've had enough of this twaddle. If people aren't careful, they'll get slapped with an action for slander. All right, Joe? What the hell was I thinking coming here?
In you go. Ed, morning.
Hey, Pip. Is there a problem?
No, not at all. It's fine.
This whole stretch looks pretty sturdy.
It is. It's very sturdy. I'm just checking.
Yeah, I'd be the same. Don't worry, nothing's going to get through that fencing.
No, I know. As I say, I'm being overcautious. Look, I'd better get on, Ed. We're clearing out the silage clamp later. Well, making a start.
Adam was on about the IBR again. They lost one of their cattle yesterday. And I almost mentioned about your cows getting out, but then I wasn't sure if you'd told your dad yet.
What? No, I haven't, actually. Had time, but also, as I said, I'm really not sure it's relevant.
No?
And I don't want to complicate things for him. Especially after last night.
Oh, Grandad, yeah.
And last week with Tom.
David must think everyone's gunning for him.
I will tell him about the cows. Obviously, I will.
Good.
When I get the right moment.
Of course. Okay, I'll leave it up to you. I didn't want to make things any worse than they already are.
No.
Because it sounds like people are starting to fall out, you know? Tempers are rising.
Yeah, I know.
Fair enough. You'll do the right thing, Pip, I'm sure.
You might as well come in, Josh. Say hello to Bert.
No, I'd rather talk here.
Oh. Well, hurry up. We're letting the draft in.
Right. Well, what's this?
No idea. You'll have to zoom in a bit. I'd say that was the photo I took last week in Darrington. Yep. Cheeky-looking cultivator, but I think I got its best side.
It sold this morning.
Oh, good. Oh, I thought you'd come to have another go, but that's great.
No, not great, Rex, because the client's not paying us a penny.
How do you mean?
Apparently the buyer came to him independently, so it counts as a private sale.
Really? Oh, damn it. Oh, no commission then.
Have a closer look. Go on.
Right. What am I getting the blame for this time?
Zoom into the wall behind the cultivator.
Yep, got it. Oh, is that a sign?
It certainly is.
Rose Farm.
That's the one.
I remember. Yeah, it was Barrow's Farm.
Yeah, easy to work out, don't you think?
Yeah, the buyer sees the cultivator on our site, works out it's Barrow's Farm selling it and goes there himself.
Precisely. and we can't prove a thing.
Oh, what a shame. Ah, well, here you go.
It's not a shame, Rex. It's incompetence. Your incompetence.
Pardon?
Afternoon, gents.
I've a good mind to take it off your next commission.
Are you serious?
David about anywhere. I tried the house. Jill thought he might have come to see Bert.
Yeah, but he left ages ago.
Oh, you any idea, Josh?
No.
I've come to apologise for Dad's little onslaught last night.
Yeah, sorry, I haven't seen him, like I said.
Tell me something, Eddie. What do you charge for half a day's skilled work?
Why? What do you want doing?
You've got to drive all over the county, taking pictures of machinery, noting down every last technical detail, especially when it's a Model E, not the standard T version.
That was your fault.
Even when it's blindingly obvious from the photo, then take the blame for everything that goes wrong.
Par for the course.
And all that for a pittance.
Yeah. Folk are always asking me and our Edward to do skilled work for practically nothing.
I didn't have time to check the model. You should have included it.
I didn't have time either. I can't spend an entire day doing something I'm paid peanuts for.
I'm trying to run a business.
And he's trying to make a living. You'd better book your ideas up, son. Otherwise, no one will want to work for you.
Oh, hiya, love.
Oh. What you got on your boots?
I'm scraping it off, whatever it is. Stinks. Anyway, how was town?
Oh, haven.
Yeah, have you left the presents in the car then? Do you want me to carry them in?
No, I ordered something instead.
Yeah.
It needs putting together later, but shouldn't be too hard.
Is it for George or Kira?
Both of them, as it happens. They're going to love it.
Great. What is it?
A trampoline. I paid for same day delivery, so it'll be here by 6.
A trampoline?
Yeah, I got the netting surround too, and it's a pretty good make. Same as Henry's, but bigger. So it will last a good few years.
What, was it in the sale?
No, but they've both been asking for one for ages, so it's a joint present.
How much?
And I booked Kira a party at Borchester Soft Play. There was a cancellation on Saturday, luckily. She'll be able to let people know tomorrow. And I'll take George and a few mates to the cinema sometime.
Emma, how much did you spend?
It's fine. I put it on the credit card.
What, are you crazy? We can't buy anything big till my contracting work picks up.
I'm sorry, Ed. It's not enough.
I'm working as hard as I can.
I know you are, but it's not enough. It's never enough.
Emma, think about it. The rent's due again soon, so how do we pay a credit card bill with no money?
I'll have it paid off by June.
How the hell are you going to do that?
It's easy. I'm getting another job.
You've got a job. You've got two jobs.
I'll be working nights in a chicken factory.
What?
Near Waterley Cross. I passed an agency in town and it was in the window.
Well, you can forget it, because we're doing fine.
Oh, Ed, you're the one who's crazy. We're getting by, and that's it. My kids deserve better than that.
Your kids?
Our kids. I'm not having them go without. Not anymore.
Well, maybe they don't get as much as the Henry Archers of this world, but they've got enough. So cancel the trampoline, Emma, right? And the party. We won't tell the kids, so no harm done.
No, it's 7 till midnight, 3 nights a week, plus occasional Sunday night.
I can't think why you'd even consider it. What? Why didn't you ring me?
Because I knew this was how you were going to react, Ed. So I signed the contract and I start Monday.
Yeah, grovelling don't half make your throat dry.
Mm. David was okay about it, though.
Oh, it would have been better if Dad had come with me, obviously. But he ain't budging, stubborn old...
Oh, David's a pretty forgiving bloke.
He's put a lot of work my way over the years, him and Ruth. I'm not falling out with them now, whatever nonsense Dad digs up.
Oh, sorry, Eddie. I'd buy you a pint to say thanks for earlier, but I'm a bit short.
Oh, don't worry about it. Young Josh is right out of order. Even David agreed with me.
David?
Yeah. I told him Josh was underpaying you. You need to stand up to him, Rex, lad, or he'll just get worse.
I didn't mean you to tell David.
Yeah, you weren't impressed, that's for sure.
I'm not a complete pushover, you know.
That's as may be, but there's enough folk taking the mick round here without Josh Archer jumping on the bandwagon.
Literally the minute Gran left, he turned it right up. I'm not joking.
Why do you think I'm escaping? You won't listen to a word I say.
He probably can't hear you. Still, it's not like Ben to Skive. I know it's the last week of term, but still.
Turns out it's the bus. I got it out of him this morning.
The school bus?
Yeah, he gets flack from a couple of the older lads from other farms. Nothing serious, but it's got worse since the IBR.
Oh, poor Ben.
I didn't realise.
They were calling him Lurgy Boy last week. He even came out of school early in case they were waiting at the gates.
That's awful. Do Mum and Dad know?
He doesn't want them to, which is probably right. They'd make it worse, the mood they're in.
What are we going to do?
I'm on it, don't worry. I know some guys from Young Farmers who get that bus, so I'll have a word. They'll look out for him next term.
Oh, I feel terrible.
Why? It's not our fault.
No, but, well, I've been slagging him off all week.
Oh, we've still got to slag him off, Pip. That is the point of Little Brothers.
What?
Joke. Are you okay?
Yeah, sure. Look, if you want some peace, you can use Rickyard. Toby's over at Holly Tree.
Nah, I'm off out. I've got some photos to take at Pennyhasset.
Oh. Rex too busy, is he?
Yeah, he's got a lot on.
Nothing to do with Dad shouting at you earlier, then?
Sorry? Oh, no, that was a misunderstanding.
Come on, the whole farm could hear it.
Well, he had the cheek to tell me to manage my business properly, like he can talk.
Josh!
He and Mum screwed up big time, and now us three are paying for it.
Ed!
What now?
Can you hear me calling?
The water's running.
I'll turn it off. Ed, can you get on with it, please?
I'm washing up.
Thank you, but that's not what I mean. I've taken the kids up early so you can get cracking.
So you don't want me to wash up?
I want you to put the trampoline together.
You do it.
I'm putting them to bed, aren't I?
I'll put them to bed.
You heard Kira, she wants me. She's completely overexcited, so we need to keep things calm or she'll never go to sleep.
I'll keep her calm. You bought this stupid thing. You sort it.
I can't do it on my own, Ed.
Nor can I.
You can make a start.
Hey, what's up with you two?
We need the trampoline put together before the kids wake up tomorrow.
Trampoline? Well, they'll be over the moon, the pair of them.
Exactly. And they'll want to bounce before school.
Of course they will.
It's too late. It's practically dark.
There's plenty of light still. Please.
It needs putting together properly, though, Emma. Them springs can be a bit stiff.
I'm not doing it. No way.
Hey, I'll tell you what. We'll get up early, won't we, Edward, eh? Get it sorted before the kids wake up. All right?
Definitely.
I promise. George and Kira never forgive us.
Nor would I. OK, then. Thanks, Eddie. That's your dinner in the microwave, by the way.
Oh, thanks, love. I'm starving. What's the problem, son? Pretty straightforward. I've put up a few trampolines over the years for folk.
It's not that. She spent a couple of hundred quid on it, plus delivery. She's booked a party for Kira. She's promised George a treat too, all without asking me.
Blimey, seems expensive. You've still got to come up with your share of the rent. I don't reckon me or your mum can sub you. Pass us some cutlery, will you?
She hasn't forgotten the rent, Dad. Now, she'll be paying everything off by June, apparently.
How's she doing that, then?
She's working nights in the chicken factory.
Really?
She shouldn't have to.
Maybe not. She's not working every night, though. It's
three times a week, sometimes four, seven till midnight.
Well, there you are. She just wants to pull her weight. Hey, come on, son, what's bothering you?
We're supposed to be a partnership.
Well, that's right, son. She wants to do her bit.
Nah. She's given up on me. Isn't she?
How do you mean?
I obviously can't be trusted to look after her or the kids. Doesn't matter how hard I work.
No, it's not like that. She wants the kiddies to have a few things. I bet that's all it is. I mean, how long's Kira been talking about Henry's party, eh?
Well, you think I don't want her to have a party?
Of course you do. But if Emma works some extra shifts, what's the problem? It's just the sort of things your mother would do.
I'm not having it. The kids need her here, especially at bedtime.
Oh, you're onto a loser thinking like that, Edward. Look at your mother. And my mum to boot. Grundy men don't go for shrinking violets. Never have.
I know that.
We go for strong women. It's in our genes. There ain't no fighting it. So what's the point in you falling out when she's only trying to help?
She's made the wrong decision, Dad. That's all there is to it. It's not happening. No chance.
No, Helen. She can't be that bad, can she?
We all know Usha is super fit and there's no one in the village more competitive. No, it's a blatant case of ageism. Pure and simple. 260, please.
Sorry, I haven't anything smaller.
Oh, you'll have a lot of 10p's in your change then.
OK, let me look again. They're for Kira, actually. I'm wrapping sweets into every layer of her present like a pass the parcel.
No, we don't want to go in all hyper. She's excited enough as it is. Emma couldn't get her off the trampoline this morning.
Morning, Helen. Susan, how is everyone this bright, sunny day?
Yeah, fine, thanks. How are you?
He's all right, isn't he? He doesn't care.
Sorry?
We were talking about Usha.
Well, you were.
And we're not having it. I mean, as mother to a cricketer and married to a former cricketer, you might think I knew a thing or two about the game. But did you ask me to play, Harrison? No, you didn't. Not one woman over 40. Even Helen.
Oh, I'm not. I mean, quite a bit younger than you, Susan.
Pardon?
I'm not actually 40 yet.
Oh, you're near enough. Did he ask you or not?
Well, no.
Sorry, Susan. I honestly didn't know you wanted to play. Are you, Helen?
Of course you didn't, because you never asked us.
Well, would you like to come to net sometime?
No, I would not. Why would I want to learn how to play cricket when the captain obviously doesn't want me there?
Can you take my money, please, Susan? I'm in a bit of a rush.
And Helen will say the same, won't she, Helen? You disrespect one of us, you disrespect all of us.
I would never do that. Look, believe me, I never meant to alienate people, but I knew the team would take some persuading to let women in at all. Let alone...
Let alone what?
Well...
Let alone the old crones of Ambridge. Is that it?
No.
I have a delivery to sort out. Excuse me.
Susan... Oh, well done, Harrison.
Sorry, Susan.
I really need those sweets, Susan.
I'll see you later, Helen.
Ed, do not go in there, mate. Save yourself.
Why, what's happened?
It's a dangerous hornet's nest.
Ah, Susan, you finally copped it then. We've had to put up with her all week.
I've been verbally steamrolled.
Welcome to my life, mother-in-law from hell.
Jolene's been having a go as well.
Susan? Jolene? I know which one I'd prefer. Anyway, I've just seen her heading off to the cash and carry.
Jolene? Right, well, let's escape to the bull for a swift one. You got time?
Yeah, why not? I could do with escape myself.
I know why that is.
Do you?
Nah, Emma's new job.
How do you know about that?
Fallon left Kira and George's presents at home, so I dropped them into the tea room just now.
Right. Another hornet's nest?
Afraid so. Although I hear the trampoline went down a treat.
I was out early, so I wouldn't know.
Come on, Ed. Every kid loves a trampoline.
Yeah, it was the credit card bill that bothers me.
Hence the new job. Emma's not stupid.
It's like a massive slap in the face, Harrison.
Oh, you're overthinking it, mate. If it takes the pressure off, what's the problem? You don't want to chase your tail forever.
Well, it's that simple, yeah?
About as simple as this stupid cricket dispute.
You should know better. Never mess with Usha Franks.
Oh, Ed, she was so rubbish at net. What can I say?
You're going to have to talk to her, mate. She started it. She's the only one who can stop it.
Right then, pint of Shires. Oh no, don't start reading your text.
I've got to go.
Eh?
There's some scrub clearing going over in Darrington. I'm going to have to nip home and get my stuff.
Oh, don't desert me, mate.
It's good work. I can't say no. Another time, yeah?
This is what I'm talking about. It's called chasing your tail.
Where's it gone? Where is it?
Hi, Helen. Are you doing a present drop as well?
Ruth? Oh, damn, where's the tag?
Is that it?
Oh, thanks.
Oh, they're enormous. Shall I close the boot for you?
Oh, no, I'm fine.
Mind your head. Oh, it's nice, though. Grinchfarm will be full of presents for when George and Kira get home from school. What have you bought them?
Nothing special.
Oh, mine would be little gestures, really. Emma won't be in, but she said Clary or Joe should be.
Yeah, I know. I spoke to her earlier.
By the way, is Tony around at the moment?
Sorry?
At Bridge Farm. I wanted to pop in and see him.
Is this David's idea?
Oh, not at all. I just thought a quiet discussion might... Well, it might work a lot better than what happened last week. So is he home?
I'm sorry. I honestly don't think it's a good idea. Dad's extremely upset. We don't want him feeling worse.
We're all upset, Helen. But at the end of the day, we're still neighbours. We're still family.
You obviously don't understand how much the Angus's mean to Dad.
They were the only thing that got him through last year. And we had a hell of a year, as you know.
Yeah, but surely it's better to talk things through.
What is there to say? You brought this disease into Ambridge and that's that.
Helen, there's not a shred of evidence the IBR spread from our farm.
Oh, come on. It started at Brookfield. Your disease has ruined the reputation of our herd.
Our disease?
Buying an untested batch was irresponsible.
One batch, a dozen cows, and we had no symptoms.
Downright
for
negligence.
A year.
And now poor Dad's paying the price.
What's going on?
All we want is fair compensation for your incompetent biosecurity.
Do you? Do you really?
But please, not on our doorstep. Mum and Grandad are inside.
Well, it's not so long ago that Bridge Farm was responsible for a potentially fatal outbreak of E. coli. A child nearly died. Oh, have you forgotten that?
Ruth, stop.
How dare you bring that up?
Here's our presents for your children, Ed.
Ruth!
Goodbye.
As I say, Usha, I do hope you realise that I'm genuinely not sexist or ageist. But in case you did get the wrong impression, I thought...
You thought a pot plant would prove otherwise?
No. I was just saying sorry.
With a Christmas cactus?
The guy said it had flower at Easter.
How very appropriate.
Anyway, I saw you were home, so I thought I'd drop it in.
And now you have.
Look, I asked the people I thought would enjoy playing cricket, that's all. But if it came across differently, I'm sorry.
Oh, so that's okay then?
Is it?
Well, let's see. Is it okay to bar women in their 40s or 50s from the team when you welcome older men like Alistair, Adam?
Well, they've played all their lives. Alistair's the former captain.
You do realise women can still have potential after they reach 40. Despite my considerable years, I am faster and infinitely calmer than Molly, and I have more endurance than Lily. OK, my ball skills might need brushing up.
Ball skills are vital.
But what I lack in ball skills, I more than make up in life experience.
Life experience? Usha, this is cricket. You have to hit a ball, throw a ball, catch a ball. Everything to do with cricket is balls.
You said it.
Look, I've done this all wrong. I realise that. I just didn't want Ambridge to lose its cricket team on my watch.
And have you got a team now?
You know I haven't.
Then what are you going to do about it? Oh, that's Ruth.
What do you suggest? Usha, what should I do?
Ruth, are you okay?
Usha, thank goodness you're in.
What on earth's happened?
Shall I come back later?
Come on in, Ruth. I'll put the kettle on.
Everything I do makes it worse.
I know the feeling.
Okay, we'll just try taking your keys next time. Oh, Ed, I thought you were Toby.
I've had to come over because things are getting stupid
now. What do you mean?
Your mum's been around to Grange Farm.
Yeah, with the kids'
presents. And had a massive barney with Helen on our doorstep.
Mum had a row.
And she brought up the time when Bridge Farm had E. coli.
So are you sure?
Yeah, I was there, Pip. My mum heard her and it's brought it all back.
Oh, poor Clary.
But the whole village is tense. Everyone's blaming each other. And now my mum's sat at home crying her eyes out.
Oh, no.
You've got to fess up.
What?
Tell your parents about the cows getting out. They need to know the truth.
Right. Yeah, I will. I was going to, anyway.
Sooner rather than later, okay, Pip? Before things get any worse.
No, I'll tell them. Don't worry.
Good!
Do you want it? I hate cactuses. Cacti. Even the word is ugly.
Maybe I should hang it on our door at Brookfield instead of a big... red cross.
Oh, Ruth.
Sorry. I didn't mean to blubber all over your new plant.
Oh, you're welcome to blubber over any of our plants. Especially Alan's.
Thanks. I can't believe we actually thought people respected us in this village.
But they do.
No. Everyone's taking sides. And they're all against us. What's worse is it's hurting the kids too. Poor Pip's taking the whole thing incredibly badly. She even pulled out of Adam's herbal layers project.
Well, surely not. She was so enthusiastic about
it. And goodness knows what Josh is up to with his website. We've had Eddie round slagging him off.
I take that with a pinch of salt.
And Ben's developed a mystery illness and refused to go to school this week. Even Jill's gone quiet.
That's not like Jill.
She's fed up with having her head bitten off by me and David, I expect.
And please... don't worry about Helen, because you do know what week this is.
How do you mean?
It's a year since...
Really?
Mm. So, if she's a bit prickly, that's probably why.
No, this was more than prickly.
So,
So I wanted to remind you that the boycott's still on.
Wait, I haven't got time to go to Nets anyway, Susan.
Oh, but you mustn't go unless you hear from me or Usha, OK? We need to keep the pressure up till Harrison sees sense about this cricket team. Is that OK, Pip?
Of course.
Good. Bye, then.
Well, bye, Susan. What a dear. Did you do Ben something to eat?
Beans on toast. He ate the lot.
Thanks. You must be feeling better.
I heard about earlier at Grange Farm. Ed told me.
Oh, Pip. It was awful.
I think Clary might be a bit upset.
Clary? How do you mean?
I think she overheard your comment about the E. coli.
Oh, no, of course she did. We were right outside.
Mum, look, you need to know something.
Just when I thought things couldn't get any worse.
No, but you need to know what happened.
I know what happened. Helen started on me. I gave as good as I got. And now I've upset Clary, of all people.
No, not about that.
I shouldn't have lost my temper. Oh, I don't know what I was thinking.
I'm talking about a few weeks ago.
Clary was devastated by the E. coli. It took her ages to get over it. And now I've dug it all up again. Oh, she'll be so upset.
Well, she's had a few tears, but...
How could I have been so thoughtless?
Please, I need to talk to you.
What about? Pip, you okay?
You see, what happened was that... Well, I wasn't going to say anything.
Is this about Ben?
Ben?
He's not really ill, is he?
Sorry?
Look, I know he's faking, but it's the end of term and I haven't got the energy to make him go in, which makes me a rubbish parent to boot.
Don't worry.
I realise this is hardest on you three, but it's such a comfort knowing you support us, Pip, and that we can rely on you 100%. So thanks. It means a lot.
Keep the change, darling.
Oh, thanks, Lillian. So, you liked it then?
Most definitely.
And you think the marshmallow worked?
It was delicious.
There was a really great response from the focus group last night, wasn't there?
Focus group? I'm afraid I'd lost all focus by the end.
Give it a rest, Toby.
But didn't you say that was the last batch?
Well, not necessarily. You see, I live in hope that when you finally produce something spectacular, someone... somewhere will notice.
Meaning me.
Meaning anyone with a few quid to put his way. Look, Toby, will you please stop bothering the clientele?
Morning, everyone.
Oh,
Justin, my main man.
Morning, Toby. How are you, Lillian?
Well, I'm sorry. I wanted to be all bright and breezy for our day out, but Toby has single-handedly spoiled it.
Ah, it's not my fault. My gin's irresistible. What can I get you?
Oh, nothing for me. I've come to fetch this young lady.
So, did you enjoy my Fairbrother artisan gin last night, Justin? Any feedback?
It was very, really, very distinctive.
Distinctive? You thought it was distinctive?
Those glasses need another wash, Toby.
Yeah, I'm chatting to Justin.
No, actually, you're working, remember?
All right. Keep your
hair
on.
Oh, and I think the filter in the machine needs doing.
Well, when you've finished your coffee, darling, we'll make a move.
Well, I hope I'm dressed appropriately. You're being a tad cagey about where we are going. Please note my sensible shoes.
Perfect. Well, it's nothing special, just something I want you to see.
Kirsty, I thought I'd find you here.
Where else would I be? As head towel folder, my work is never done.
I wanted to congratulate you on the new beauty supplier. Yeah. I've always been so impressed with their brand. I'm delighted we're offering it at Grey Gables now.
Oh, right.
I understand from Cathy that you drove a very hard bargain.
The Grey Gables towel folder has excelled. Hold the front page. Oh, I'm sorry, Linda. Ignore me.
Has something happened?
Nothing important.
You can tell me, Kirsty.
Oh, it's silly. But Cathy described this as the highlight of my career at Grey Gables.
Did she?
For what career, Linda? I'm back folding towels because that's all I'm good for.
No, that's not true.
No?
No, you've done some excellent things here.
What exactly?
Well, you made a beautiful cape the other day.
You know full well that wasn't mine, Linda. I saw your face.
Yes, well, I'd recognised Jill Archer's baking prowess anywhere, but no one else noticed, apart from Cathy.
Bet everyone's been laughing.
Not at all.
Oh, this job was only ever supposed to be temporary. I'd have moved on already if it wasn't for... well, you know.
I see.
Now it's back to plan A. Except I can't remember what that was. So I'm still here. Miles away from a family, no partner, no baby, folding towels 8 hours a day.
Tell me, did you bring a packed lunch today?
I've got some pasta, yeah.
Good. Then I shall ask Roy to cover for you, because you and I will be lunching in the gardens.
Goodness, what a shame. Such a lovely little cottage, but the traffic. You can feel the whole place rattling.
Oh, it's quieter around the back.
Is the gate locked?
No, but if I can just move these weeds. Uh-huh. Yes, that's got it. Through you come.
Okay. Oh. Heavens. Yeah. I hope I don't get stuck. Oh, that's better. Oh, gosh. What happened to the roof, Justin? Is that storm damage?
Well, sadly, the structure's beyond repair. It was my late mother's. It's due to be demolished.
When?
I'm not sure. It's never the right time, somehow.
Well, I hope you're saving that door. It's exquisite. Late Victorian.
Spot on.
Can I look through the window?
Of course. It's a bit overgrown. Let me help you there.
Thanks. Oh, it's rather well lit without the roof. Now, I'm guessing an original worker's cottage. Gamekeeper, perhaps?
You know your stuff.
I know a thing or two when it comes to property, darling.
I wanted my mother to enjoy a peaceful retirement.
Well, I'm sure she appreciated that.
Well, she didn't, actually.
Really? Oh, is this a love seat?
Yeah, she had it made in Rhodesia. It's still pretty stable. Let me put my coat down there.
Oh, thank you, darling. Oh, perfect.
No, all my mother wanted was her privacy.
Privacy?
To grieve for my father.
Oh.
She'd sit out here for hours on this seat.
On her own? Oh, that's so sad. Was he a good husband, your father?
They loved each other very much, but no, he wasn't a good husband.
Oh, dear.
I'm ashamed to say I rather despised him. He was so flawed. Why couldn't she see that?
Well, perhaps she did, but it didn't matter.
Oh, he never really appreciated what they had together. She left her family, her whole life behind, to set up a home in a very different country.
Well, Africa must have been quite a challenge.
My mother gave him her unconditional love, but he took it for granted.
How sad.
I don't want to be that man, Lynn.
Oh, Justin, you're not.
No, he didn't realise that love is a gift. When you find it at whatever age, you need to cherish it.
Justin.
I'm determined to appreciate what I have, what I've found. I'm not going to rush you, Lillian, because you have to be sure. But I want you to understand how much being with you properly would mean to me.
Your sandwich looks nice, Linda.
Oh, would you like some? Robert will insist on using too much cheese.
He makes your sandwiches.
Oh, yes. And he feels there's an optimum ratio between cheese and pickle.
I expect there is. No, thanks. I'm only eating a bit because Fallon and I have been invited to have a bounce on Kira's trampoline later.
Oh, you're honoured. I understand Emma's got a night job in the chicken factory.
No, I know. Oh, but that's Emma. She wants the best for Kira and George. So, well, you got to do what you got to do.
I imagine so.
Look at Helen. There's nothing she wouldn't do for her boys either.
No. Of course, motherhood isn't our only purpose.
I know that, Linda. I'm not stupid.
Well, I don't think it's stupid to want a child.
Of course not. I didn't mean that. Sorry.
Nor is it stupid not to want one.
I know that too. I wasn't thinking about kids.
No?
Look at Helen and Ruth yesterday. Oh. Did you hear?
I'm afraid I did. Rowing on someone else's doorstep, it's totally inappropriate.
Actually, it's completely appropriate, Linda. It shows how much they care about their farms, doesn't it? And Emma cares about her kids, Tom cares about his Nuffield research, you care about the village, Robert cares about his pickle ratio. Everyone cares about stuff except me. I don't care about anything.
I would hope that Robert cares rather more about me than his pickle ratio.
Well, okay, so would I, but you know what I mean. I just think there must be more to life than beauty suppliers, yoga schedules and folded towels.
Oh, there is. And when you feel ready, you must try to remember what fired you up before.
Maybe.
Definitely.
You've got so much going for you, Kirsty.
Really?
Yes. And if children aren't part of that, it's not the end of the world, because there'll be godchildren, friends' children, even step-grandchildren, perhaps.
I suppose.
And many, many other things that you'll care about and that will infuse you.
I do admire you, you know, and everything you've achieved.
Oh, thank you, Kirsty. Well, I can honestly say that despite the odd problem with incorrigible pantomime dames and ridiculous speedwatch letters, I am extremely satisfied with my life. And I have full confidence in you, Kirsty, because whatever you do, it will be heartfelt, and that's all that matters.
I can't work late. I want to be home before Pip.
OK, so you've vented the cask.
I don't mind changing the lager, Kenton, but can't you do the real ale? It's too complicated.
Oh, rubbish. It's all good training. Get the mallet. Go on.
Pip's really low. It's like Brookfield's got a massive black cloud hanging over it.
Oh, you're like a massive black cloud yourself, mate. Yeah. Right, you're going to bash the tap in. Yeah, nice and firm. Go on. Yeah. Oh, careful, careful. You'll disturb the sediment.
Oh. Sorry. Well, that's in, though, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. A bit less firm next time. Right, so there's just time for the other one.
Well, Kenton.
Practice makes perfect. Oh, by the way, Jolene was talking about your gin earlier.
Was she?
She loves your moon goddess story. She says it's the kind of thing you'd put on the label.
Yeah, great idea. Except there won't be any more labels.
Yeah, well, she was saying, what a shame that you've got a great product, but no cash to make it.
I thought Lillian would have shown some interest, or
and
Justin
then
even. But
Jolene asked how much it would cost to start it up again. Now, I said I didn't know.
Well, yeah, there's the base spirit, botanicals, bottles, labels, maybe even a better still.
Uh-huh.
Plus the running costs, it's several grand, probably more. Why does she want to know?
Because we, that's me and Jolene, we've got the local knowledge and contacts to market it properly.
OK.
And we think that it does have local appeal, hopefully. So, we've decided to invest in your gin enterprise.
Are you offering to back me?
Now, we'd ask you to put The Bull Presents or something like that on the label.
Oh, no problem. Thanks, Kenton. This is incredible. I can't believe Fairbrother Gin is finally going into production.
Now, there is one tiny proviso.
Anything.
Okay, we want to bring our strengths.
Yeah, that's all in the marketing.
Yeah, sure. But what would be perfect is maybe if we brought our name as well and called it, say, Archer's Gin?
Archer's Gin?
That's got a much better ring, don't you think?
Archer's Gin?
Yes.
Creating this has taken everything I've got and more.
Yeah, rebranding, that's all we're really talking
about.
But
you think you can just breeze in and take over?
What? Sorry, but that's the deal, mate.
What? Then it's no deal, mate. You've gone too far. Way too far.
Oh, don't be like that. We're only trying to help you. Hey. What about the other cask?
I beat you. I get the first bath.
I wouldn't dream of coming between a woman and her bath.
Good job.
Oh, let me have your coat.
Thanks. Oh, Justin, I have had the most wonderful day. Thank you for showing me your mum's house. I can see why it's so special to you.
Good, because I'd like you to know me better, more as a partner, if you'd let me, than as a social secretary.
Oh, so I'm fired, then?
Weeks ago, any of the girls from the office can organise my diary. Only you can be you.
Oh, well, I'm not sure anyone else would want to be me, but you're very sweet, darling. How about a G&T?
Oh, sounds perfect.
To celebrate the termination of my employment and the start of, well, something else.
Oh, who the bloody hell are you?
Hello, Puscat. Have you missed me?
Thank you.
This is the BBC.
Learn about the Archers characters with our online Who's Who at bbc.co.uk/archers.